This building, named Orchard Side, is of course the Cooper and Newton Museum. The summary history of the building is reprinted from Oliver Ratcliffe's Olney Bucks, originally printed in 1907. When Cooper's house was built is not on record. Curiously enough, nothing is known of it prior to the arrival in it, in September 1767, of Cooper and his friend, Mrs. Unwin. The earliest preserved deed is a marriage settlement, made in 1769, when the property was conveyed to trustees for the use of the Reverend George Smith of Market Street, who had married Mary, daughter of Robert Carey, a maltster of Olney. In 1815, the house was sold by Mrs. Smith to Mr. Robert Andrews. In 1830, the Andrews family sold it to Mr. James Hale Talbot. In 1854, it was sold by auction at the Bull Hotel, the purchaser being Mr. W. H. Coleridge, who in 1900 presented it to the town and nation. The museum, a large brick building with stone dressings, consists of two tenements. William Cooper and Mrs. Unwin resided in the western one, and Dick Coleman, Cooper's protege, and his wife in the eastern one. Hence the latter is sometimes called Dick Coleman's house. A series of five untitled images, featuring the frontage of Orchard Side over the years, is included for your interest. Information on the features and activities of the Cooper and Newton Museum, its opening hours, etc., is to be found on its comprehensive website. Please follow the link on our website to find out more.